Good afternoon. You're listening to KKRN Community Radio. We're licensed in Bella Vista Studios in Redding, California, and Round Mountain, California. Hey, it's time for Locomotion with Shane. I'm Shane Hutchins. I'll be your host for the next hour, bringing you some local music right here from the great Northern California area. We are a all-volunteer, listener-supported, community-supported, non-commercial radio station, a community radio station. And we're here because of your direct involvement. We're kind of hurting financially as we're not able to have our fundraisers, which is about 50% of our income. So if you haven't become one of KKRN's family, you can donate anytime by going to kkrn.org and click on the donate tab, and it'll take you to a safe and secure site. You can mail a check or money order to P.O. Box 188. That's in Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. And we also have a car donation program that I'll talk about a little further into the program. Going to start off the show with a very talented young gentleman, Chad Bushnell, out of the Tama County area. And going to follow it up with a song from Scott Joss, right here from Redding. I want to thank you for joining me today on KKRN Community Radio. And here we go with Chad Bushnell. She doesn't even like country.
Grocery store. One day when I was standing in line, she looked like everything I wanted. She's beautiful and kind. 2 weeks later, picked her up for a date, and that's when I put her to the test. I asked her if she liked country, and this is what she said. Said I don't like Hank, and I don't like Johnny. Said she can't stand those drinking songs sang by Kix and Ronnie. She started laughing at me when I told her I was a George Strait junkie. Great. Shaw or Alan Jackson. Said she didn't care for Conway Twitty or Charlie Pride. Hell, she never even heard of Vince Gill or Dwight Yoakam. Well, that's a problem right there, you know. And oh, she don't even like country.
Wow, she don't like country. Well, that just won't do around here now, will it? Chad Bushnell, he had a summer concert last summer. Remember when we had them outside events? Yeah, boy, he packed that Anderson River Park. It was great. Here's another gentleman that knows how to pack a stadium. He's not young, but he's very young at heart. There's our friend Scott Joss, If I Were You. Gonna follow that up with a song by Roger Miller.
Girl, we've been friends for so long, and I've always been your shoulder when you cry. And now you're asking how to end your heartache. Well, I'm telling you right now, take my advice. Well, if I were you, then I'd love me forever, and I'd be here in these arms where you belong. And I'd spend my life being happy. Well, if I were you, I'd hold me from now on. Someone you know will always stay. Well, I've always been here when you needed someone to help you make it through your darkest day. Well, if I were you, then I'd love me forever, and I'd be here in these arms where you belong. And I'd spend my life being happy. Well, if I were you, I'd hold me from now on. Well, honey, if I were you, I'd hold me from now on. I think that's what I'd do.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, howdy-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, holly-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA, on a field trip to the farm, take off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drank our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, hi-de-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. Right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you want to holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, 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 chug-a-lug.
KKRN endorses sobriety. That song, boy, I don't know, that's a little dangerous, but hey, that was Roger Miller from a different time. Okay, we're going to listen to a little, well, gospel, I guess you could call it. Here's the Agnostic Mountain Gospel Choir with Rainstorms in My Knees. And you're listening to all this good music on KKRN Community Radio.
Thank you.
Sandy Cody is a singer-songwriter right here in Shasta County out of the Melville area. Been playing Annie Cody on this station for a good long time. Annie Cody, she's one of the great supporters of KKRN and local music. And I've got a song here from a while back, 2001, from her Give In CD. It's called You're No Good. And then we're going to follow it up with a song by the Alvord Brothers. It's called Devil Knows. I do believe this is the first time I played the Alvord Brothers on KKRN's Local Motion with Shane. And I know they are supported by Miracle Mile Records. You can go to Miracle Mile Records and learn about some of the other artists that they support here in Redding, California. And like I say, here's Annie Cody. And I want to thank you for joining me for this hour of local music.
Bad. You made me wish the loving you gave. be.
That was Anna J. That's A-N-N-A-J-A-E. Little Mess off of her It Hurt, But I'm Glad I Did It CD, released not, well, the start of this year. Anna J. is one of the Miracle Mile sponsored artists. And you can also find her music on all the major outlets and Facebook. Hey, if you have any questions or comments about the music you're hearing, you can get a hold of me, shane@kkrn.org, all small letters. Love to hear from you. I'm going to take the opportunity to remind you that we are here because of our listeners that support us. Hey, that'll be you. If you like what you're hearing, and I know you do because you've kept me on air here for a little over 8 years, bringing you local music, I would encourage you to go to kkrn.org and click on that donate tab, and every dime and dollar that you give is gratefully appreciated. It goes right back into this nonprofit radio station. And that's at kkrn.org. Click that donate tab. You can also send a check or money order to KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. And we also have a car donation. You can donate your car or other mode of transportation. It doesn't even have to run, as long as you got that paperwork on it, the title, free pickup. Your donation supports KKRN. We are a non-commercial, volunteer-based, listener-supported community radio station that fosters positive social change. Ooh, and healthy communities. Hope you're feeling healthy out there. You can get a hold of this donation, car donation, by calling 1-855-500-7433. Once again, that's 1-855-500-7433. Or go to careasy.org. careasy.org. Okay, we're going to keep up with this high energy rocking music with another gentleman out of Reading, Paul Woodcock Band. Going to follow it up with a song off of the Dark Matter CD put out by the Richard Morris Project, another local singer, songwriter, musician. And last part of the program today, I pulled up some old rock out of my archives. We're going to be hearing from Crosby, Stills, Nash, Bob Marley, maybe a little Savoy Brown. We'll see how it goes, eh? So here's Paul Woodcock Band off their Fight Fat White Weirdo in a Cadillac CD with a song called Addiction. And you're listening to all this great music on KKRN 88.5 FM, your community radio station.
Show for it all. It's like high.
fuel on the fire. You're in love, getting high, and you can't quench your burning desire. You're in love, getting high, and you throw more fuel on the fire. You're in love, getting high, and you throw more fuel on the fire.
Are you ready? Come with me. I'll show you the way.
Wish that I had just a little more time to clear away the cobwebs from my mind. I still can feel the madness in this place, seething with the memories of a life laid to waste. Snowflakes find their perch upon chill, weave her fingertips. Living in a world of black and gray, casino lights and neon signs burn bright to light the way. Searching.
Stone. So many.
Yeah, show me the way. That was the very talented Richard Morris off his Dark Matter CD. Questions or comments, get a hold of me here, shane@kkrn.org. Geezer Rock coming up in about 20 minutes. He'll let you know what them old geezers are up to nowadays. And I guess I can say old geezer because I are one. And been going through some of my old music, and well, this next song I pulled up is because the other day I almost cut my hair, and I've been growing it since March when we went into the first shutdown, and I says I'm not cutting my hair or my beard until this is all over, and it's lasting longer than I wanted to, and I know it is for you too. And well, my hair is getting rather shaggy and starting to get in my way and stuff, so I swore I was going to go get my hair cut, and then I heard this song, an old song from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and it, well, my hair is not cut yet. So here they are with Almost Cut My Hair, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and going to follow it up with a Bob Marley tune, and hopefully you have time enough to get to a Savoy Brown song called Jack the Toad. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio.
Almost cut my hair, it happened just the other day. It's getting kind of long. I could have said it was in my way, but I didn't, and I wonder why. Letting my freak flag fly. Yes, I feel like I owe it because I had the flu for Christmas, and I'm not feeling up too far, it increases my paranoia. Like looking at my mirror and seeing a police car. But I'm not giving in an inch to fear. Yes, I promised myself this year I feel like I owe it someone. Myself together, I'm going to get down in that sunny southern weather, and I find a place inside the land, separate.
and the day man came to me and said, hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of health. So now I smoke two joints when I get up. In the car I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints when I play video game, and at every 10,000 points I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more.
Hey, if you're in school, you do your homework, you quit smoking that joint. You got to get out there and get a job before you can take care of head, huh? Okay, anyhow, I played that song to encourage our growers to help support KKRN. I know they're a big part of our community up here in Northern California and Emerald Triangle and surrounding areas, so go to kkrn.org and click that donate tab. Yeah. Okay. Here's one from Savoy Brown, Jack the Toad, on KKRN Community Radio.
Said his piece, then fell back in the road. He was shot by Cooley Reese, who the nickname Jack the Toad. And just across his shoulder, just a little to the right, he heard click back the 45 handle. So he throws himself down and he hits the ground. He rolls right over and spins round. Then with one good shot, just one good shot, he brings that villain right down. In true Wild Western manner, bad, bad news. It was bad, bad news. I knew Cooley, Cooley never lost his cool. Legend grew, and Jack the Toad knew to back up all the talk. But one day soon, preferably noon, he's gonna have to take a long walk. A poker game and a fasting, of these Jack was the master. But a man called Pete
at the end of a dusty, dusty street. He's just about 6 feet. Now he just might, you know, he just might. He might be a little pastor. Bad, bad news. It was bad, bad news. I knew Cooley. Cooley never lost his cool. Jack the Toad. Now Jack, when he went out to face Pete for the final showdown, he was just a little bit high. He'd been drinking and smoking, and he thought he was so fast, he made the last move. And that was the last move he made. Bad, bad news. It was bad. He's cool. Well, now he's gone, but his memory lives on. The mind of every comic strip reader. Some say was Tramp, some say was Camper. Some say he was just a bleeder. On your way through life, sometimes you just gotta be a little bad. Now I knew Jack, and my goodness, he was bad. He was bad news. You just gotta be a little bad, because if you ain't, a great gunfighter in the sky ain't got no one to save. And if you're just a little bad, just a little bad, nobody forgets your name. Bad, bad news. It was bad, bad news.
Well, that's all for me this week, folks. I want to thank you for spending an hour with me here at KKRN, Locomotion Machine. Don't forget, keep us on the air. Go to kkrn.org and click that donate tab, or send a check or money order to KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California. Stay tuned for Geezer Rock, followed by Juke in the Back and the Grateful Dead Hour. Peace. Donate.